I'm super pumped about the pitchers to add to the dealer condition report, because I use the dealer condition report probably 90% of appraisals that I do, and I show people, and that's how I justify my number to them. And so what we do is I give them the number, they go over, they work their deal, they come back over, and then they say exactly what you just said. They gave them X amount of money down the street, we got to step up, blah, blah, blah. And that's at that point, that's when I print off the dealer condition report, and I go over and I see the customer. I click into my target retail and I show them that there's 45 of these other vehicles in Canada for sale. These are all kilometers. These are the average days on market, the average prices. Now, I always tell them, if they're all selling for $10,000, I want to sell mine for $9,000 because I want to sell it quicker than all these other. And it's at that point that it really takes all the focus off the salesman. I'm sort of technically the bad guy in the consumer's eyes. And then after I kind of justify my number and show them actual factual data out there that I can print off and show them, it kind of diffuses the situation and puts the realism into the deal.
I love it. And here's the thing, my friend, when you add the pictures of the dent and the scratch, since you walked around it outside and all of a sudden everybody caught amnesia when they walk back inside and they're actually looking at the dent and the scratch right on the, what I call the used car invoice, where you don't have to hide the retail and all the rest of it, right? Because it only shows what the insurance company has enabled you to allow them for the car. It kind of like emasculates the concept of the salesman jumping up and racing over to say whatever nonsensical bullshit that they tell you to weld the dealership into the trade.